prepare yourself for a physical therapy conference that will deliver a PT education hangover of epic proportions. Because we're going to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
This October, PT Pintcast presents the Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
3 days of learning, networking, and, well, probably some good old-fashioned Las Vegas-style fun. With presentations by APTA President Sharon Dunn, State Chapter Presidents Chris Powers of California, John Hike of Arizona, and RJ Williams from Nevada. With your keynote presentation by Tim Flynn, focus talks on telehealth, medical marijuana, and motivational interviewing. Okay, just so we're clear, that's three different talks. We're not mixing medical marijuana with telehealth and motivational interviewing. Well, not yet, anyway. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at ptpintcast.com. Want to win your way in? Enter to win free tickets at ptpintcast.com. The Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th. What happens in Vegas? Well, you know how this ends.
Better than yesterday, or simply better. We get so caught up in this idea of our best self. You hear that bandied about quite a bit. And frankly, that's very intimidating for a lot of people. They look at that and say, well, I can't be my best self, but better? Like, really? We can all be better. It means I eat a little bit less of this, a little bit more of that. It doesn't mean go run a marathon or compete in an Ironman or race across America. It means go for a 10-minute walk. Better is one step away. And so I think probably my mission for my life is to help people find and pursue better.
On the show today is physical therapist Brad Cooper. Brad's been writing for APTA periodicals for, well, years now, and I came across the article he wrote in the latest edition of Perspectives Magazine, their spring 2019 edition. And Perspectives is a magazine that APTA puts out for new career professionals. The title was Getting a Good Read on Your Next Steps. He highlighted 10 book titles that offer great ideas no matter when they were published. Some of these books are more than a decade old, and some are brand new. I just loved the suggestions that he had, and he went into what each book brought him in his career. So we take an in-depth look at some of those books with Brad Cooper on today's show. Brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, Johnny Owens and the team at the forefront of creating research and teaching clinicians how to utilize blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Plus, they have the equipment that you need to apply it in clinical practice. Check out Johnny Owens and the team when you can, because they're trotting the globe, teaching around the U.S. and around the world with, well, clinicians in all the major sports, NCAA sports, all over the place. So check out Johnny and the team online and find out more at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. On the show today is somebody I came across in Perspectives Magazine. He's been writing for him for a while. Along with being a PT, an athletic trainer, he's got his MBA. He's the founder of Catalyst Coaching Institute and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show, Brad Cooper. Brad, welcome to the program, man.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for the invite.
Reached out to you. Man, we turn this around quick. A lot of times I reach out to guests and we set up a time to talk, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, maybe more than a week away. But I think I reached out to you yesterday. You said, let's do it. I like that.
Yeah, your timing was perfect. I'll be on my way to Germany to present my PhD research here in a couple of weeks. So everything is starting to get backed up as of next week. So I'm glad you reached out when you did.
Well, wait, you can't mention PhD research and me not ask. What's your research on? What are we doing our PhD in?
Well, we could do a whole episode on this. My topic is actually mental toughness, more specifically functional mental toughness, and how to apply the things we learned from athletes to real life. So, for example, we've had two studies published so far. The one that just came out is how sleep influences your mental toughness, and then obviously mental toughness influences everything else. So if you're trying to be a better PT, you're trying to be more effective as a husband or a dad or an athlete, or in school, or anything else, mental toughness impacts those things. And we just showed in our latest research study that sleep impacts MT, thus fill in the blank.
I like it. Well, yeah, when you're done with that, let's dial it up again. Look at that. We already have a follow-up episode. We haven't even done this one yet.
Well, the reason I reached out is you've been writing for Perspectives Magazine for a while, about 20 years now, and I like it. I started getting it once I graduated. In case somebody out there doesn't know, Perspectives Magazine is a supplement to what you get if you're an APTA member, and you get the monthly, you know, PT in Motion. And if you're within your first 5 years of your career, if you're a PTA or a PT, you get this other magazine. And I don't know, I just like reading stuff and seeing what other people are talking about. And there I go flipping through, and I get to page 24 of this edition, and it's called Getting a Good Read on Your Next Steps. And I love when someone does the hard work for me and helps bolster my reading list. And that's really what this was. This was 10 great suggestions. And then, Brad, you made me feel even better because I've read two or three of these. So I was like, oh, these are great suggestions, and I'm already kind of in the club. So been writing for Perspectives for a while. What made you do this list?
Yeah, and actually Perspectives, as you said, is for the new grads, the first 5 years, fresh in the career, those kinds of things. Originally, they had me writing for PT in Motion, and it's still occasionally for them. And then Perspectives started whenever they started that magazine, and then they took all my columns, boy, this is probably 10 years ago, and put it into a book that APTA published called Stretch, Maximize Your Professional and Personal Life. So that's kind of an easy way to get access to all of them. In terms of the book list, we just get people asking us all the time. So my main job is running U.S. Corporate Wellness and the Catalyst Coaching Institute, as you mentioned. And people that are looking at being coaches or PTs that are wanting to integrate wellness into their practice or trying to start a fresh new business or something, they're always asking, well, what books? Like, where do I start? You know, or in their career, they're excited, they're, you know, fresh out of school, or they've been doing it a while and they're burned out and they want to get that fresh start. Then there's a lot of experts out there that are, as you said, very nicely, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's a lot of advisors out there that are available for $9.95 at Amazon.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that was what drove it. I get emails constantly about what are your top three? What books would you recommend? And I thought, you know what? Let's just put it down on paper.
Like it. All right. Well, let's pick a couple of these. Number one and number two on your list, I think they're there for a reason. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's Stephen Covey and Dale Carnegie. Two titles right there that I feel like make the top 10 list for most readers when looking for suggestions for a reason. Those things, they're like the gold standard, aren't they?
No doubt. No doubt. I read Stephen Covey's book back. Right. I graduated from Washington School of Medicine in 91. And I think Stephen's book came out either that year or the following. And so it was a very powerful tool for me just getting started. I was about to be a new husband, you know, a couple years later, first child, you know, new in my career as a PT. And that book came at the perfect time to help me get my arms around things and it just get some directions and create a vision for life.
Like that one. I mean, if you're looking for things that other people do, and I feel like the idea behind 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, looking around at what other people who are successful, what they do, what the similarities are, what the differences are, that's a pretty good first step. And then I love how you go into How to Win Friends and Influence People. This book was in my car for years. You know, whenever I was waiting for someone or, you know, kind of got delayed, I would just thumb through it because I feel like there was a message in every chapter. But we had the same thought, Brad, we had the same thought. I saw the title and didn't like it either. You said it turned you off.
Oh, I thought, what a terrible title. Like, I'm almost embarrassed to put that on the list. I'm almost embarrassed to have it sitting on my desk because people are like, oh, so you're going to win?
Right.
Now, you're not going to be a friend. You're not going to act like a friend. You're not going to be grateful for your friends. You're going to win them. Like, that just feels bad to me. But the content, once you get past the title, the content's wonderful.
Right. Yeah, no, I thought the same thing really. Was like, wait, we got to win friends now? I thought we could just make friends or be friends.
Yeah, exactly. But or really, be a friend.
Or be a friend, right. But the content, you're right, really was so great. And that's another one with Dale Carnegie, who's been around for a long, long time. I've also read Who Moved My Cheese. That was the third one on your list of 10. That one's a mid-90s, and it just feels like it was made right for PTs. Why'd you think that?
Oh, man, it is timeless, isn't it? You know, because it was written in the mid-90s, and that was, again, I'll age myself or date myself a little bit here. When I first graduated, it was in the heyday of PT. If you had a ACL patient and you felt like you needed to see him 30 times, you saw him 30 times. And then in 94, 95, 96, things started changing. Different states were on a different timeline. But all of a sudden, you had 6 visits. You had 8 visits, maybe. And sometimes you got 4. And so it was this shock to our system of, what are you talking about? We can't do that. And so I think we lived it, and now PTs are living it again in a different way. And then for a lot of the folks that go through our wellness coach certification, they're the ones that are out there, and you remember the storyline, the smart mouse goes looking for where it's been moved to instead of sitting there going, well, it'll come back. And I think that's where a lot of PTs are ending up doing things like the wellness coach certification, because they're like, okay, the profession's different, changed, and I need to move. So this is an opportunity for me to enhance my skills, and not just wellness coaching, but whatever it is that they're going into, learning about marketing, growing their knowledge base, going back for an advanced degree. Those are all ways to pursue where the cheese is going versus thinking, oh, yeah, it'll come back.
Yeah.
It ain't coming back, folks.
And I'll date myself, too. You know, the mid-90s was the heyday of a guy by the name of Wayne Gretzky. His heyday was from through the 80s as well, but he always said skate to where the puck is
going to be.
Yeah, and that's a great example, especially now it's magnified, too, those conversations of either you're an Eeyore or you're a Tigger. Which one are you? And they're magnified now because of social media, and there are people saying, oh, this profession, healthcare in general, it's broken. Look, sit around and whine about it all you want, or you can go to look where that cheese is, and then you're going to be more successful if you get up off your Eeyore butt and go look for it.
Well said.
Yeah. Do you want to let people know that you can find out more about Brad at catalystcoachinginstitute.com? You also have a podcast, which is the Catalyst Coaching Podcast. I took a listen to that. You've got a really cool mix of people you bring on your show, wide variety of individuals. How did you decide to start doing this weird thing that I do, which is a podcast? And how do you find and pick who you're going to get to talk to?
You know, I appreciate you mentioning that. It's the Catalyst Health and Wellness Coaching Podcast, and I think we just recorded our 45th episode. And it's the reason we started it is because we're in a business. I don't treat patients anymore. I'm still a licensed PT, but I don't treat patients anymore. I spend all my time in the wellness world. And the wellness world, frankly, draws really strange people and oddballs to it. And the craziest headlines and people that forget about the research and they just are like, hey, let's add butter to our coffee and we'll be healthy. What? So we wanted to have something that was evidence-based, that would be entertaining, but that would help us think about the evidence. And so we've had a number of researchers on things like challenge threat and successful aging. We had great athletes, Christy Wellington, four-time Ironman world champion, joined us. We had the sleep physician for the Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, and NHL join us. Alex Hutchinson, that wasn't on my list of 10, but one of my favorite all-time books called Endure, he joined us. Matt Fitzgerald is going to be on a throwback episode here in a couple weeks. So, yeah, really fortunate. We just try to hit the wellness world, but in an evidence-based manner. We're trying to keep people from chasing the headlines, from falling prey to the fads, and have fun and engaging and improve their lives in the process.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base. BrooksIHL.org.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Can't thank Aureus Medical Staffing enough. They've been our longtime supporter of the show since the beginning. The only reason I work with them is this. They've got a great mission. Getting PTs to do what they want, which is be a physical therapist, wherever they want. Yeah, travel PT. It's a thing. And they're the leading expert. Super easy to work with them. You decide where you want to be a physical therapist. Short-term assignment, long-term assignment. Listen, you want to do winters in Colorado and summers at the beach? Yes, you can do that. So check out what they have to offer. They have positions in all 50 states. If you can dream it, they can set it up and you'll be a physical therapist where you want to work. Listen, it's your career. You have a license to practice physical therapy. Do that wherever you want. AureusMedical.com. That's the website. No obligation, just to check out all the possibilities. AureusMedical.com.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
The article drew me in, and you can. I don't want to go through all 10 titles. We hit three right there. It's in the Perspectives magazine that just came out. But that drew me into you, and of course, your bio accompanies the article. You're the founder of Catalyst Coaching Institute. Along it said, provides the only wellness coach certification to earn the approval of FSBPT, Federation of State Boards of Physical Therapy, amongst some other accolades like the National Association of Nutrition Professionals, International Consortium of Health and Wellness Coaching, American College of Sports Medicine. I feel like this wellness thing, as you just alluded to a minute ago, is people grab onto that term and they can throw some, you know, strange and weird stuff at it because there's no citations necessary on social media. But you're right. Dealing with, you know, in terms of wellness and your PhD, as we alluded to at the top of the show, you're really putting a lot of effort into this wellness thing. Well, what is it when wellness meets evidence-based practice? Explain that a little bit and then talk about Catalyst.
You know, I'm rolling my eyes a little bit with the, you and I both get it, and most of the people listening to this get it because they're physical therapists. They understand the importance of outcome-based therapy,
right?
And not just, well, you know, I think I'll do this today. No, right. We don't do that. But wellness, that's a thing. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I had this happen to me, so that's the answer for you. That's ridiculous. And so that's one of the visions we had for Catalyst Coaching, is to make sure what we're doing is evidence-based. And so we're trying to be that lighthouse, you know, warning people, oncoming land, look out. And even if they don't choose us for their wellness coach certification process, at least we're adding, and we're not the only ones pushing evidence-based. There are a lot of other very good organizations doing the same. So I don't want to pretend that it's just us. But that's so key to what's going on here. In terms of Catalyst itself, yes, we've been very fortunate. I can't take credit for it, Susanna. Has done the heavy lifting on making sure that we're accredited by all these different organizations. And the FSBPT, as you mentioned, is the Federation of State Boards of Physical Therapists. They have very, very high standards. But having come from that background and seeing the need for that, and frankly, very involved in the profession still. You know, I was on the panel out in D.C. a few years ago that was talking about how do we help PTs integrate wellness with the APTA. We had an Oxford debate at one of the national meetings about 4 or 5 years ago about that. And that was a lot of fun, a lot of humor, but a lot of truth to it, too, about the need for us to start effectively adopting this. One of the really interesting things we've seen with PTs, and I'm definitely guilty of this, is we're used to being the experts. We're you know, evaluate and treat. That's been our calling card for our careers, our entire careers. You come to me, I'll evaluate you, and then I'll treat you. I'll give you the answer. And what you learn as a wellness coach is you don't leave your PT hat over. You don't have to say, oh, I don't know anything. You don't ignore your knowledge base. But with coaching, you learn to draw out of that person what matters most to them. I'll give you a real simple example on how you can use this, some of the things that we teach in the certification,
okay,
to enhance your PT practice. Home exercise program. We almost joke about in our profession how little people do their home exercise program.
Yep.
You know, kind of like, oh, yeah, I gave it to them, but I know they're not going to do it. Well, so when we talk to people, if we're trying to encourage them, the natural response by most of us, at least I felt guilty to this, is if I were to ask a patient, what's the likelihood that you're going to do your home exercise program? Give me a 1 to 10. And they say, a 6. Well, my natural response, because I think they're supposed to be motivated. So I'm like, a 6? Why is it a 6? Why isn't it a 9? I thought you wanted to get better. I don't actually say it out loud, but that's what's going through my head.
Uh-huh.
But if I say some portion of that, if I say something like 6, and kind of disappointed 6, then they'll respond with all the reasons why it's not a 7, 8, 9, and they'll actually move themselves down. They'll make themselves less likely to do it. If, on the other hand, I use one of the wellness coaching skills and I say, interesting, a 6. Why a 6 and not a 3? Well, now they flip the coin and they say, well, because I really want to get better, and I think I could do this on Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings, and you know, I've got this friend that could do this. So now they move themselves. You see what I'm saying? So just by responding differently, changing the question from why aren't you better to why did you decide it was that instead of down here, now they convince themselves of this value and the importance and how they're going to do it, and you move the dial. And so a lot of PTs go through our certification simply because they're sick of the same old back course, the same old neuro course. They want something fresh. Others want to do it on the side as a side business. Others they're thinking about moving into like a self-pay plan, and wellness coaching is a great way to start to integrate self-pay into your practice and build on that. So a lot of different reasons, but it's a lot of fun to see it in action.
I love that. I love that just little great example. And it seems like, you know, wellness really is hand in hand with physical therapy practice and its application as you just exhibited right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it. More information, CatalystCoachingInstitute.com. And of course, the podcast right now is Catalyst Health and Wellness Coaching Podcast. You can find that on iTunes and where quality podcasts are found. Again, mentioned the getting a good read on your next steps. That's in the latest edition of Perspectives. Brad, are you ready for three questions? This is something we throw at all of our guests.
Let's do it, buddy.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right. First question is brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, finding PTs jobs in all 50 states, letting you do what you want to do, where you want to do it. Find out more at AURESmedical.com. First question is a where question. If you could go anywhere in the 50 U.S. states and do whatever it is that you do, you know, coach wellness, host a podcast, where's someone in the 50 U.S. states you wouldn't mind spending a short-term assignment like 13 weeks?
You know, we had a cool opportunity a couple of years ago to compete in the Race Across America bike race. So we raced from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland. So I can tell you where I wouldn't want to go based on some of the heat and lightning storms and wind that we had. You know, I don't know there would be a temporary assignment here, but my wife surprised me with a real quick in and out three-day getaway to Carmel, California about 3 years ago when I had a foot injury and she just needed to get me sparked and moving again. And I just remember that was such a great, great time. So I guess if you put me on the spot, I'd go with that one.
All right. Sounds good. Well, positions in all 50 states from Arias. Check out what's available now at AURESmedical.com. I want to thank those guys for having us out at the next conference at their booth. Second question is ironically a question similar to what you just wrote about. I always ask my guest, what's something you've read, watched, listened to recently that really inspired you? This lets our listeners kind of bolster their reading or download list.
Yeah, the one I've got about 30 pages left in is David Epstein's Range.
Yeah, that's
came out about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We got an advanced copy because we're going to be interviewing him on the podcast here in about 2 weeks. And it's fantastic. It's basically the opposite of Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers. So Gladwell took the concept of the 10,000-hour rule of purposeful practice and put a lot of, you know, energy and emphasis and knowledge behind that. It's a great read. His buddy, David Epstein, the two of them were having a debate on stage, and David was taking the con side. He was saying, no, range is better. Instead of being focused in this area, it's better to have range long-term. The focus gets you ahead short-term. The range gets you ahead long-term and has more overall value. And he is a wonderful writer. He used to be a Sports Illustrated and also wrote the Sports Gene. So super excited to have him on in a couple of weeks. And that book is outstanding.
Writing that down right now to take a listen to your podcast when you have him on there. Yeah, he's a great writer. Looking forward to reading that one. Third question on three questions from Arias is about a who. Who's someone else in the field of physical therapy or the wellness world that you get to live in that the audience should know more about?
You know, the first person in the PT world, the two people that come to mind for me that had the biggest influence, Shirley Sarman.
Yeah.
As a Wash U grad, she is Wash U. You know, that's why people used to go there. They probably still do. She brought so much to our profession. So, you know, if you don't know about Shirley, get to know Shirley. And she's such a great person. That's the other cool thing. She's not one of these high and mighty, oh, I'm Shirley Sarman. She's just down to earth. And I you know, I wrote a different book a few years ago, and she did a little blurb for me. I mean, she just is super nice person in addition to being a genius. So she would be the first one that comes to mind, and Stanley Paris. Yeah, and Stanley is a character. You know, he's done all these crazy things, but he's also influenced our profession dramatically. And so if you don't know Stanley, get to know Stanley.
Love it. Yeah, fortunate enough to be able to talk to both of those individuals on the show, and you're you're dead on. I agree with both of those assessments. Great people and have done a ton for this profession and still love to talk about it. All right, you're off the hot seat. Yep. You don't have to worry about three questions anymore. That's from our friends again at Arias Medical Staffing. Positions all over the U.S., short-term, long-term. Do what you want to do where you want to do it. Online at AURUSmedical.com. All right, the last thing we do on the show, Brad, is your parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, Rock Tape is a movement company, tools and education for medical professionals. If you're looking to help your patients go stronger longer, check out rocktape.com.
What's one thing you'd want to leave the audience with? One sentiment as you, of course, board a plane for Germany to go talk about your PhD. What's the thing you want to leave?
I'll give you two choices. You can pick your favorite. They're both essentially the same thing. Either the phrase better than yesterday or simply better.
Love
I think
that.
We get so caught up in this idea of our best self, you know, this in quotes, best self. You hear that bandied about quite a bit. And frankly, that's very intimidating for a lot of people. They look at that and say, well, I can't be my best self, but better? Better? Like, really? We can all be better. That just means improve my lunch by one thing. It doesn't mean I have to eat, you know, salad with salmon every day. It means I eat a little bit less of this, a little bit more of that. It doesn't mean go run a marathon or compete in an Ironman or a race across America. It means go for a 10-minute walk if you haven't been doing that at lunchtime. Better is one step away. And so I think my mission for my life is to help people find and pursue better.
Well, I'm ready to run out the room right now and be better right now, Brad. I mean, I already think you're rubbing off on me. I like it.
I appreciate it.
Find out more at catalystcoachinginstitute.com. That's where you can connect with Brad and his organization and take a listen. Chrissy Wellington, she was somebody I was glad enough to have on this show as well. She's on that hit list, but a lot of great people that Brad has talked to. Catalyst Health and Wellness Coaching Podcast on iTunes and wherever podcasts can be heard. Hey, good luck in Germany. Definitely want to reconnect after the PhD, and we can dig more into that once you've completed it.
That sounds good. I appreciate you having me on, buddy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. ptpinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Hi, I'm Alexa. You can now hear PT Pinecast using me. Just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast. Or you could be nice and try saying please for once.
What is being polite dead these days?
To hear episodes, just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast.
Maybe throw in a please at the end.